All right. It is now 6 o'clock. It is now 4 o'clock. Let us begin. All right. So, let me see your base. And I think we're just going to do this mission test. If we have time for your gimbal, I hope to do both. However, some of Kabul Mayhem, hello, and Shama, I received from them. Hello, Omar. Hello, Seth. Happen with Tamida of Shal Aharon. Be like the Tamida in Mas Aharon. Oh, Ave Shalom, the road Ave Shalom. Love peace and pursue peace. Be a lover of peace and a pursuer of peace. Keep that in mind for later. Oh, Ave Tavrios. Love every single individual and McCarthy from the Torah. Bring them close to Torah. I'm going to focus on the Ashikh for now. The Ashikh asked 5 questions. I'll list them all now, and we're going to answer them one by one. Question number one. I'll list the first question, answer the first. List answer the first, second, third, fourth, and the fifth. This way it's not confusing. Why does Hillel say to be like Aaron's Talmidim rather than Aharon himself? If we're saying like Aaron's Talmidim, how much more so should we be like Aharon HaKohen? Why settle for the students when we could be like Aharon himself? Why Bidafka is Hillel saying, Metalmidim shall Aharon? Be like the Talmidim, the students of Aharon. Why not Aharon HaKohen? Forget the Talmidim. The Ashikh answers, the reason why Hillel says be among the students of Aharon, be like the students of Aharon, is it's unrealistic for us to be like Aharon. It's overwhelming. It's like, I can never be like Aharon, so why should I try? We should strive, try to be like Aharon's students, and if we try to be like Aharon's students, we have the power to be like Aharon HaKohen. To love peace and pursue peace. If we strive, as Vince Lombardi said, the famous quote to the Packers, if we strive for greatness, we'll end up somewhere in the middle. So if we quote Vince Lombardi, I just realized they had that in here. But Zuck the Alshach, if we strive to be like the Talmidim of Aharon, we could be like Aharon. We strive to be like Aharon, we could, chas v'shalom, be a big rasha, or be someone who only cares about himself, and not others around them. So if we, as the same succession goes, shoot for the stars, and maybe you'll end up on the earth. Shoot to be like the Talmidim of Aharon, and who knows? Maybe you'll end up being like Aaron. Maybe you'll end up being a little bit less than Talmidim of Aaron. But if we strive to be like the Talmidim of Aaron, the Ashikh is saying that we have the power to be peaceful people. So why not aim for it? Why not at least try? Question number two. Why does the Mishnah mention both loving peace and pursuing peace in the same sentence? These seem to be complete antonyms. Think about it. I'm not going to open the fort, but think about it. Hold on, give me 1 second. Think about it. Loving peace and a pursuer of peace are complete and polar opposites. When we hear about a pursuer in the news, what is that usually attributed to? That is usually attributed to a killer. No, oh, there was a mass murder on Third Street and Elm. I'm just using that as an example. On Third Street and Elm Avenue, and the killer killed the bank teller because he was pursuing to rob a bank. Usually used very negatively. And always love is a very positive word. So how are these two polar opposites really synonyms, really like each other, really the same, just a different meaning? This the first thing this entails is always shalom, to love peace and physiology. This means that when you and your friend enjoy a warm relationship, you add value to it and make sure you do nothing to damage the rapport you have. Let's say you remained loyal, but your friend has done something to ruin the friendship. Then you might be tempted to say, why should I do anything about it? I was faithful. It was either short. It's not my responsibility to put things right. It's his fault. He should deal with it. Hillel therefore said, no. Rode a shalom. Pursue peace. You must pursue shalom. You must be the one to talk to your friend until your relationship is restored. You must make shalom with your friend. You must talk to your friend and explain what happened and try your best to make peace with him. And this is what, even if he's not interested in making peace with you, our first four questions are answered. The phrase pursue peace is not the same as love peace. It's answered question two. The third question of what exactly does it mean to pursue peace? And Hillel does not specifically love and pursue peace because the two are not taking place at the same time. Loving peace applies when the friendship is strong. And pursuing peace is when it's been damaged and you have to be the one, just like a killer, a bank robber, puts all his energy to doing that negative action to the positive action of pursuing peace, being a Rodef Shalom. Also, fourth question was, why doesn't the Mishnah write in a more abbreviated form, love and pursue peace? Why does it list, you know, Ohev Rodef Shalom? Why does it say Ohev Shalom, Rodef Shalom, love peace and pursue peace? Why can't you just leave the word there out and just say, help him out to me to tell Aaron. Ohev Rodef Shalom. Why do we need the two Shalom separating the two words? So Shalom separating the word Ohev from Rodef and the Shalom after the word Rodef. Why can't it just be hello Vakama Elmer, hello Tamar Susan Sam, hello Omar, hello Sam to me to tell Aaron, be like the Tin of Aaron. Ohev Rodef Shalom. Why did it have to say Ohev Shalom Rodef Shalom? Emphasis the answer. Because they're two separate things, as we just said. And furthermore, when you pursue peace with a person who's one of your friends, the peace you speak must not be superficial. It must be an expression that comes from the heart. This is what Hillel means, that you are to be an Ohev Shalom. Words mean less when it comes to the heart. What Hillel might also mean is that if you pursue peace, but the person you are trying to pursue is not responsive, then you rise to love people to show that you love him. When you love other individuals, his heart will then be drawn to you, and you will be able to achieve your goal. Question number five, which this answers part of question number five, how is the end of the Mishnah, or if it's a brief of the carbon of the Torah, love your fellow man and bring them closer to Torah. Love every single individual and bring them closer to Torah. Connected to love, peace, and pursue peace. It seems to be, why can't we just end the Mishnah by finished. Why Ohev is a real thing, the Korban of the Torah? Why is that important? Continues the answer. You might say, however, it's fine to speak of a loving person when dealing with someone who is a good person, but what happens if this former friend is a Rasha? It would be natural to think, why I may indeed pursue peace with him for the sake of Tarchi Shalom, the way of peace, I cannot love him. So will therefore says, and bring them close to Torah. If he became a Rasha, you could draw him closer to Yiddishkeit by making Shalom with him. Show this individual love instead of showing evil to him. Instead of judging him for his actions, show him love. Show him Yiddishkeit. Show him that you care. With them be able to carry out all the instructions, including somebody who becomes a Rasha. You're not off the hook. Person could be like, well, fine, but, you know, he became a smoker. and I don't smoke. No. Show him love. Show him how awesome Yiddishkeit is and how important it is to you, and you will become able much easier to achieve your goal. Supposed to be the opposite of doing nothing and saying it's not my problem. Hillel was coming to tell us it's our problem, our concern. We do have time for Mishigat Gimel. Give me 1 second. All right, here we go. Huhay Omer. Hillel would also say, next two Mishnahs are Hillel until we get up to Heshbab, which is Shammai. Neket Shema, Avit Shema. One who makes his name great causes his name to be destroyed. One who does not add to his knowledge causes the knowledge to fade away. One who does not study the Torah deserves death. Is the Ishtamash Bisaga Chalev. One who is unworthy of the crown of learning, the crown of Torah, should pass away, should die. All these things that Hillel just listed are polar opposites. So, Vartanura breaks this down. Nekishmi Evichme. Misha Nimshach Shema Lemarachit Mitoch Shara Ravanas. He would spend his name far by way of authority and being a master, doing things only for himself and to expand his name. Will quickly lose his name. Why? Sharabanas Mikoras Alaha. Negavashom Vishika Targum Vishika Migdu. Since being a macher buries those that have it. Nagad is a term for extension. The Aramaic translation of Zay extended is Nigdalu. Utva Mosif, one who does not add. Yishainu Mosif Alamdo, he who does not add to his learning of Torah. Yosef and Yasif Nipya Lisa Khabar Lamabisko Kamido. What he really learned will end from his mouth. It will fade away. Israel Yasif, and he will forget his warning. Meaning, and there are those that have the different lesson will be gathered. When it says he will be gathered to his people and die before his time and go to Gehenna. So one who does not learn, is worse than one who does not add. One who does not add to his learning, okay. But it's worse than one who does not add to his learning. One who doesn't try to learn to the best of his abilities. Harkas kata chayiv. Therefore, he is chayiv mita, liable for that. Kolomar reuhu shagir yagrihu, which is to say that it would be shown to kill him. As it says in the Tachat Tzachim, Am aretz mita v'kod d'gav imizvav. You are allowed to tear apart Am aretz like a fish and from the bat. Someone who refuses to learn, according to Vashnura, is chayiv mita. So if you're not already learning, start. If you're not adding to your learning, add to your learning. Do the best you can. It could be another Mishnah, another daf, another line, something simple, another pasuk. But add something. Make it meaningful. And finally, the shamash, the sagah. And one who uses this crown. One who makes use of the crown of Torah in the way a man uses his tools, tasks, and leaves the world. The result is for Torah to be the initials of Talmud Gavra Achrona, the student of another man. It is also to take service from students that are not your students. And the Bartender heard, and one uses Targa, meaning to say one who makes use of Hashem's name in vain, passes away and is lost. And he just does not have a share in Olam Haba and will go to Gehenna. We should take everything in mind, which is Zochat HaMashiach Gridas Asipinu Amin Salah. Have a good day.